Welcome back, dear listeners, to Supernatural Scotland. As we approach the culmination of our second season, we want to take a moment to express our sincere gratitude for your incredible support, your curiosity and enthusiasm for the eerie tales woven into the fabric of this ancient land have made this journey truly unforgettable. Tonight, as we delve into more spectral secrets, we're one step closer to our season finale, but fear not, there are still chilling stories yet to be unearthed. But before we reach that final chapter, the mists still cling to the forgotten places, and the whispers of the past echo with chilling clarity. Tonight, prepare to have your senses heightened as we venture into the shadowed history and lingering hauntings of a grand estate and a formidable sea-bound rock before concluding with a poignant reminder of a darker justice. Our first spectral destination tonight lies in West Lothian, within the imposing walls of Canale House. Canale House stands as a testament to centuries of Scottish history, its origins stretching back to the 12th century. It served as a significant residence for the powerful Hamilton family, playing host to figures of great influence and witnessing pivotal moments in Scotland's past. Imagine the grandeur of its Renaissance architecture, the lavish interiors that once housed noble families, and the politics that unfolded within its walls. The house also holds a unique literary connection, having been the place where the renowned scholar and scientist Dugald Stewart spent his final years. But beneath this veneer of historical significance lies a more personal and tragic tale, one that has given rise to its most famous spectral resident. The story centres around Lady Alice Lilbourne, who resided at Canale House. Accounts suggest that she met a devastating end, falling from a high window under circumstances that remain shrouded in mystery. Was it a tragic accident, or was there more sinister hands at play? The lack of definitive answers has only fueled the legends that persist to this day, forever linking. It is the tragic figure of Lady Alice Lilbourne, who is most often associated with the haunting of Canale House. Known as the White Lady, her spectral presence is said to manifest in various ways throughout the building. Many visitors and staff over the years have reported fleeting glimpses of a pale, elegant figure gliding through the corridors or standing silently by the windows. Often, on the upper floors, near where the fatal fall allegedly occurred. Others speak of an overwhelming feeling of sadness that descends upon certain rooms, a palpable sense of sorrow that seems to cling to the very air. Unexplained cold spots, sudden drops in temperature, and the faint rustling of unseen fabrics have also been attributed to her presence. Some even claim to have heard soft, melancholic weeping echoing through the empty halls, a spectral lament for a life cut short and the mysteries surrounding her demise. The White Lady of Canale House is not typically described as malevolent, but rather a sorrowful spirit, forever bound to the place where her life ended so tragically, a poignant reminder of the personal dramas that often lie hidden beneath the grand narratives of history. Our second location tonight takes us to the dramatic East Lothian coastline and the imposing seabird-covered island known as the Bass Rock. Rising starkly from the Firth of Forth, the Bass Rock has a history as rugged and unforgiving as its physical form. It has served many purposes through the centuries, beginning as a sanctuary for early Christian hermits, drawn to its isolation and spiritual aura. Later, its strategic position made it a formidable fortress, and perhaps more grimly, a notorious prison, particularly for those who opposed the Stuart monarchy, including Covenanters, during periods of intense religious persecution. Imagine the harsh conditions endured by those imprisoned on the isolated rock, exposed to the elements and far from comfort. The cries of the thousands of birds that now call it home echo a history that includes the cries of human suffering and confinement. Beyond its human history, the treacherous waters surrounding the Bass Rock have also claimed many vessels over the centuries, caught in sudden storms or dashed against its unforgiving shores. The combination of isolation, imprisonment, and maritime tragedy has imbued the Bass Rock with palpable sense of the past. Given its history of isolation and suffering, it's perhaps unsurprising that the Bass Rock is associated with tales of the spectral. While not as defined by a single prominent ghost as Kinneil House, the island is said to hold a more atmospheric and unsettling presence. Some sailors and fishermen have reported seeing phantom lights flickering on the rock during stormy nights, lights that don't correspond to any modern navigation. These are sometimes attributed to the spirits of those lost in shipwrecks, forever searching for a safe passage. The eerie cries of unseen figures have also been reported, sometimes mingling with the natural calls of the seabirds, creating a disorientating and unsettling soundscape. Perhaps the most pervasive feeling is a profound sense of isolation and lingering sorrow, a weight in the air that speaks of the many who suffered confinement or met their end on or around this desolate outpost. The vastness of the sea surrounding the rock and the cries of its avian inhabitants seem to amplify any spectral presence, creating an atmosphere where the veil between worlds feels particularly thin. As we draw towards the close of our exploration tonight, we turn our attention to the historical capital city, Edinburgh, a place where layers of history often carry a sombre weight, and we visit a seemingly unassuming location that serves as a stark reminder of a dark chapter in Scotland's past, the Witch's Well. Nestled at the east end of the castle terrace, this simple and often overlooked monument marks a site of profound tragedy. During the 16th and 17th centuries, Scotland was gripped by a terrifying fever of witch hunts. Numerous individuals, predominantly women, were accused of witchcraft, often based on flimsy evidence, superstition, and fear. Edinburgh, as the capital and a centre of power, was a significant location for those trials and executions, and this very area became a place of unimaginable suffering. Imagine the scene: terrified individuals dragged from their homes in the old town, accused of consorting with dark forces, their pleas of innocence falling on deaf ears. Here, in the shadow of the imposing Edinburgh Castle, many of these unfortunate souls met their horrific end, bound and often subjected to cruel tortures within the Tolbooth prison or other holding places. They were ultimately burned at the stake or hanged on the public gallows. Their ashes scattered, their names often deliberately erased from history. This well, now a quiet and unassuming memorial, stands as a silent testament to the injustice and cruelty of that era in Scotland's capital. While the physical remnants of those terrible events are long gone from this specific spot, some believe that the suffering and injustice endured in Edinburgh's Old Town and the Castle Hill have left a mark on the very atmosphere of the city. While the Witch's Well itself is a memorial, the surrounding areas steeped in the history of these trials and executions are sometimes said to hold a palpable sense of unease and sadness. Some speak of feeling a sudden chill in the air as they walk near the castle terrace, even on a warm day. Others claim to hear faint whispers or the sounds of weeping carried on the breeze through the old town's narrow closes and winds. The spectral echoes of those who met their tragic end in Scotland's capital. The Witch's Well serves as a sobering reminder of a dark period in Scotland's history. A place in the heart of Edinburgh where fear and superstition led to unimaginable cruelty. Though it may appear peaceful today, the weight of the past, the suffering of those accused and condemned in Scotland's capital, may still linger in the very stones and the air of the old town, a chilling testament to the human cost of fear and injustice. And so, dear listeners, we conclude another journey into the shadowed corners of supernatural Scotland. Tonight, we've touched upon the lingering sorrow within a grand estate, the spectral isolation of a sea-bound rock, and the echoes of a darker injustice. But our exploration is not yet over. Join us next time for the final episode of Season 2, as we delve into one last chilling tale from this land, steeped in mystery and spectral secrets. Until then, may your nights be undisturbed by the whispers of the past. Goodbye for now.